Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, May the 15th. I'm having a basic pronunciation practice with some interactive English. We are continuing to follow the main character Liz through her dialogues to find out what she is getting up to. Those of you who are joining me for the first time, in the basic pronunciation practices, I read through the dialogue slowly, repeating sentences and phrases, but I finish in a normal native speed. And then it's your turn to figure out some sentences. So let's get started. Liz on the phone. Hi, Mum. Are you all packed and ready for your visit? Are you all packed and ready for your visit? Yes, darling. We're so excited to see you again. We're so excited to see you again. Me too. But there's been a change of plans. But there's been a change of plans. Oh yes. I've booked you into a hotel that is opposite my apartment. I've booked you into a hotel that is opposite my apartment. Why? Don't you want us to stay with you? Don't you want us to stay with you? It's not that, Mum. It's just that the apartment is tiny. It's just that the apartment is tiny. You and would have to squeeze into my bed or the sofa. Dad would have to squeeze into my bed or the sofa. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about that. Well, whatever you think is best is fine with us, darling. Whatever you think is best is fine with us, darling. Your room has a king-size bed. It's non-smoking and has in-bed. Your room has a king-size bed. It's non-smoking and has internet access. Perfect. It sounds lovely, dear. It sounds lovely, dear. We'll see you in a couple of days. We'll see you in a couple of days. Okay, the end dialogue. Let me point out a couple of things, and then we'll see if you can make up some sentences. In the first line, Liz is talking to her and says, Hi, Mum. Are you all packed and ready for your visit? Now, the word all here, you could say it's superfluous. It's like an extra word. It's not necessary. The sentence would be perfect if you just said, Hi, Mum. Are you packed and ready for your visit? You don't really need the word all. So, why put all in there? What is its purpose? All can imply a few things. It can imply mother has had to pack a lot of things. It can imply that more than one person has been packing, perhaps the mother and the father. It's like saying all of you. And also, we tend to add the word all because it gives a sense of excitement. There has been a process of getting ready for something exciting. We're all packed and ready to go on vacation. Often in English, the word all, when we talk about being ready, even if there's only one person. Yes, I'm all ready. And it means I've done every single thing that I needed to do to get myself prepared. So the next time you're talking with someone in English about being ready, throw in the word all. Okay, now this sentence is actually the one that we're going to use to see if you can recreate the sentence using either two new verbs or a verb and a noun. So let's look at the sentence one more time. Hi, Mum. Are you all packed and ready for your visit? Now let's say that you want to ask a similar question, but instead of using the verb to pack, the noun your visit, let's replace those with two other words. To pack can be replaced with to finish, and your visit can be replaced with to go. Now how would you change these to make a question? So again, the words are to finish, and the last word is to go. See if you can come up with a good question. Okay, the original question was, are you all packed and ready for your visit? The new question should be, are you all finished and ready to go? Very good. Let's try that sentence with a different verb, and this time a noun. The verb is to prepare, and at the end of the sentence we'll need the noun, the exam. Again, the original question is, are you all packed and ready for your visit? See if you can change it by using the verb to prepare and the noun, the exam. Okay, so your new sentence should be, are you all prepared and ready for the exam? I'll give you a third try at changing this sentence. Let's use the verb to excite, and the noun at the end will be your trip. Okay, the third sentence should say, are you all excited and ready for your... Very good. I'm sure that most of you got that. Well, let's hear the dialogue at a normal native speed. Liz on the phone. Hi, Mum. Are you all packed and ready for your visit? Yes, darling. We're so excited to see you again. Me too. But there's been a change of plans. Oh, yes? I've booked you in a hotel that is opposite my apartment. Why? Don't you want us to stay with you? It's not that, Mum. It's just that the apartment is tiny. You and Dad would have to squeeze a bed or the sofa. That's not going to work. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Well, whatever you think is best is fine with us, darling. Your room has a king-size bed. It's non-smoking and has internet access. Perfect. It's lovely, dear. We'll see you in a couple of days. Okay, that's the end of the podcast day. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, you're all invited to join my Facebook page that's called Anna from A Cup of English. And if you have any questions or comments, if you need Skyping lessons, or if you have any suggestions, just email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.